California, the country's most populous state, is poised to receive billions of dollars should the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package pass the House, where it's headed next, and receive the president's signature. Elected officials say the state would receive at least $39 billion in federal funding over the next 5 years. California Senator Democrat Alex Padilla, who replaced Kamala Harris when she became the nation's vice president, says the state stands to benefit in a variety of ways from the legislation.
With the package that's been approved already, California stands to receive tens of billions of dollars to upgrade physical infrastructure, improve public transit, and secure safe, clean drinking water. Cities will be able to apply for billions of dollars in additional grants to fund weatherization programs to weatherize essential infrastructure, better prepare for wildfires, and so much more.
Senator Padilla says he specifically advocated for funding to improve childcare, protect wildlife habitats, improve the climate crisis, and support the undocumented community in a budget reconciliation. Infrastructure funding could also help advance specific Bay Area public transportation and housing projects. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo says the Bay Area and Central Valley would directly benefit from the federal dollars.
Carry more than 100,000 riders from here in downtown San Jose, connecting the largest city in the region to San Francisco, Oakland, and the rest of the BART system. Enable us to build out at Diridon Station, which will ultimately become the busiest multimodal facility in the region with 7 different transit lines, including a high-speed rail line that will connect 5 million people of the Central Valley to Silicon Valley, connecting the jobs and opportunity here with the affordable housing in Central Valley, such a critical step for the future of our state.
San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria also spoke about other pressing issues within California that the infrastructure bill would help address.
I think the biggest challenge that we face beyond the pandemic is our challenges around the housing affordability crisis and our homelessness crisis. I think Sam probably gets the same feedback I get. We're interested in more housing. Where is the infrastructure? I appreciate Senator Padilla's leadership in helping us to identify real dollars that we can invest in neighborhoods to provide the infrastructure that ultimately, I believe, helps to move the needle when it comes to housing production so that more California families can see a future for themselves in this state and fewer Californians find themselves sleeping on our streets. It's all connected, everybody.
The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package heads to the House of Representatives next, where there has been a contentious debate between Democrats and Republicans on how to proceed with the bill, especially as it has now been tied to a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. Though many progressives argue the infrastructure bill alone does not go far enough to address the needs of Americans, Republicans have voiced concerns for inflation if the larger $3.5 billion package is approved. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Nika Mirpour.